Hello, neighbor. You are up quite early today, going to the market as well?
Why, hello there. Didn't fancy meeting you here. Yes, got up early so I could get a copy of the Volksblatt newspaper. Should have news about the sentencing today.
Against Beckmann? Certainly took a while. When you asked me, the guy should hang. I mean, it's his fault that 22 people are dead because of him and his ramshackle factory.
Well, it wasn't as simple as that, I think. I heard...
Ever since last year, I really worry about my Jacob. He works as a weaver too, you know. I kept saying for years that things can't go on like that. We are bursting at the seams in this town. When I was little, people in Bocholt spun and dyed and weaved the fabric in their homes. Worked just fine, if you ask me. And then suddenly, these huge factories, so many people coming into town, we don't even have space for all of them. Then, a year ago, suddenly Ludwig Schwarz spinning mill burns down. And as soon as there's a little bit of peace and quiet again, the Beckmann thing happens. A factory just crumbled down and buries the poor workers under it. They were probably just scrimping.
Please, don't get so upset over this. You know that we were all shaken when it happened. But I think Franz Beckmann has suffered quite a lot during the month he was in custody. One of his employees told me that it is actually August ten Hompel, his father-in-law, who is to blame.
How so?
Ten Hompel didn't like the architect. He fired him and took over the construction supervision himself, together with Beckmann. And then one bad thing happened after another. When Beckmann was away on honeymoon and didn't supervise the site, someone dug a lime pit. But apparently they didn't know what they were doing, and this contributed to destabilizing the building's foundation. This is why a column broke down when a train passed by and shook the building.
Well, who knows what really happened. But what's for certain is that Beckmann has to take responsibility for what happened. Look, the newsman over there. Let's go and find out about that sentencing.